one of the reasons McCaw was upset at the offers the Warriors gave him was because none of the offers were guaranteed for next year. Because the Warriors have to save every nickel they can to put in front of Durant and Clay. This year, or this offer sheet, has a guarantee for next year for $3 million. So if the Warriors match, that means McCaw will be under contract, at least after January 7th, if it's guaranteed, for all of next year. Do you want to do that?
Wow.
I don't know. Well, I don't know that I would. What's McCaw? What is he?
He's not what you're missing.
I don't think so either.
And let me say this. So I'm all going to light my candles tonight. We're going to do Warriors Live tomorrow. They're in Portland.
Why are you going to light candles?
Just for the
I have no idea.
To change the Warriors like luck. You know, when you try to, what word am I looking for?
Seance?
Not ambiance, but they're mojo. Mojo. We'll go with
mojo. So you're going to light candles to change their mojo.
Okay. But
so, you're going to do something in Union City.
No.
And it's going to help the Warriors up in Portland.
Okay. I like it. But listen. But then I'm thinking, who's going to guard Nurkic? This is not about candles. This is not about matches. It's they have no big to guard any.
Is it about big lighters?
I was going to. No. But you get what I'm saying, Steiny?
Yeah. Hey, at 11:45, I got to ask you something. By the way, we have Guru's Gripes, a special holiday edition.
You got to ask me.
So you got Guru's Gripes, and I've got a racial question to ask you.
Wow. Yeah. Racial.
Yeah, it involves
race.
You sure
you want to do it?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
You got the nice champion on again today, the white tee with the... I see you.
There's people out there that, like, you can't...
Oh, I'm not one of them.
You can't... And that's why...
That's how you learn,
Steiny. Thank you.
I'm not one of those persons that put their hand over their ears when you broach a subject that might be uncomfortable.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
But it ain't going to get us in trouble, is it?
No. There's... You know what? It's almost one of those things, if it does get us in trouble... I'm going to court. I'm suing.
Steiny, I say this?
Yeah, of course.
I looked in Klay Thompson's eyes in HD.
What are you talking about?
They went to him, and Steph was on the bench, and I said, man, this is not about basketball. It's mental, and that's what's concerning me the most. It's mental. It's mental with him, and it's mental with Draymond. That's 3/5 of your starting lineup, man. That's a big deal. And I don't know if Klay is going to snap out of this.
925, everyone's overreacting. If Klay was just hitting his career average on three-pointers, the Warriors would be blowing teams out. Yeah, okay. But he's shooting 33%, which is way less than the 44 he shot last year.
And Dre's at 22%.
Thank you. Let's go to Kings fan Christy in Vallejo.
He's happy.
Yeah, Bogdanovich with a big three at the buzzer. Hey, what's up?
Guru, long time no talk.
Okay, how are you?
Hey.
Good, how are you guys?
Good.
Just wanted to chime in. I did watch the game last night, the second half, and I noticed the guys, this team, Portland, they've beaten them with their defense, like the Lakers have beaten them with their defense on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the teams have the Warriors' numbers now. And I think Guru that said or you that what they are getting older and they're like at their prime right now?
Yes.
While my team is getting younger and have yet to reach their prime. That's all I have to say.
Talking about the Kings.
Yes.
All right. Yep. The Kings are younger.
What a game.
Yep.
Thanks, Christy.
So I don't know if that's going to send a message to, you know, to Bob Myers or her.
The Warriors are hearing footsteps in Sacramento. Gotcha. Thanks, Christy.
Yep.
I gotcha. Warriors hearing footsteps from the Kings.
It's not about other teams. It's about them, the Warriors. And somebody just texted in, from the 650, they're not going to have a big for another 2 months. Hopefully.
I don't know when
Marcus is a key, Steiny.
And you know what?
You ain't beating Toronto. You ain't beating Boston. You ain't beating Milwaukee. Dude, they got hammered in their building 4 times already. They've lost their 13th game faster than they've ever done under the Steve Kerr era, man. Don't tell me it's not nothing.
408 says make open shots. That's all it is. Got to start making open shots. Let's go to... let's go to Joe in Pleasant Hill. Hey, Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on? I just want to chime in. I don't know what that last Kings fan... We're a couple years... I'm a Kings fan a couple years away, so... He can just pump the brakes. But I want to chime in about the DeMarcus Cousins thing. When he was in Sacramento, nobody ever questioned his skill set or anything. So I'm sick of Warrior fans thinking that he's just the automatic fix and he's the key. You know what? It's not about him when he comes back. Oh, he was on a losing team, so we never got to see that. That ain't got nothing to do with complaining about he didn't get a foul and the other team's on the break and we're down 4-5 and they're on the break. So I think it's just the attitude. I just wait and see, man. Don't get your hopes up and throw in the injury with that. I mean, his skill set, I don't personally, this is just my opinion, I don't think it helps the Warriors. I mean, you want to see the ball stick. He goes into his post moves, you know, he backs you down, turns around, and then everybody's sitting around watching. I don't think that's Warrior basketball, but that's just my opinion. I'll take the comments out there.
Appreciate it, Joe.
And what did I tell you? Basketball is not natural when you pass open a open shot. And that's what Dre is doing. So the rat on the table is, yeah, he's playing with everything, effort, but you're not taking the shot. And now people feel like, dude, the arena was looking at, there were a few sideshows going on yesterday, man. I do not like it.
What do you mean?
Klay's issue, Dre's issue. It's bigger than just a score. And then when Steph, when they went to him, and he was looking like, what the hell is going on here? And that is real.
Let's go to Gene in Oakland. What's up, Gene?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 100% with you, Donnie, on this whole thing. I really think they are in decline while the rest of the league's in ascendancy. You know, I was shocked to hear this morning that they're playing at a faster pace this year than they ever have, and yet they're 10th in the league. You know, other teams are catching up and even surpassing us, I'm afraid. But I felt encouraged last night that we played defense at least. I thought Draymond had a good game, and you could see the difference when he plays well on defense and leads the team. There's a difference between losing by 26 points to LA and you know, taking it to overtime last night. So I'm hoping that they keep that up, you know, keep playing tough defense. I think that's probably the best way to open things up for Klay, so he can start getting those open catch and shoots from the baseline. And you know, once that starts happening again, I think his problems will go away. And last point: we really do need another big man. You know, this is a serious problem, I think. And I'm hoping we can get a hold of Brooke Lopez when he becomes available in March, you know, sign him for the rest of the year. Even if Boogie comes back, 70 or 80%, I think we need that insurance. So that's all I got.
Thanks a lot, Gene. Appreciate the call.
You don't got a 925 number, do you?
No, why?
Guru is a moron. I don't know how you can work with them, Steinmetz. 925. I just want to make sure it wasn't you.
Why would you read that?
So whoever sent that.
So everybody now can say, Guru, you're not a moron.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I defused
will.
That person. They all thought right. I'm a, you know, knock me off my horse. But if I say what you said out loud, names and, what is it? Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never hurt me.
888-957-9570. Try to hurt Guru with names after the segment.
Now, back to Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Steinmetz and Guru with you on a Friday. So when's, what's the date today? The 29th?
Yep.
29th, so the 30th is, it's 28th. So the 29th is Saturday, 30th is Sunday. 31st is Sunday. 31st is Monday, then New Year's Eve. You got New Year's Eve plans?
I'm working with... No, that's New Year's Eve. Yeah, we're working together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you and me.
That's right.
Maybe I'll bring something. A little treat.
That's right. We are working New Year's Eve.
You know what I mean?
I forgot about that.
You excited? You and I.
They're playing Phoenix.
Suns are playing better.
Suns stink.
But they're playing better.
Yeah, I guess they're playing better.
Hey.
Yeah.
I forgot something.
And it's going to be great, right?
No, is it something that already
happened? I'm going to love it. Am I going to love it?
No, because it already happened.
Okay.
So it's not, you know, it's not that. Draymond hit Steph in the face with the ball.
Clay.
That was symbolic.
Of?
Just what's going on. It's like an episode of the, what was it, the Boys? Not the Hardy Boys. The Bowery, what is it? Not Abbott and Costello.
I don't know.
I'll get back to you, but you...
Who's Guru thinking of? Anybody know? The Boys?
Yeah, what is it? The, not Abbott. They're like Abbott and
Jersey
Costello.
Boys?
No.
That's a Broadway show?
Yeah, no, that's a TV show.
Boys of Summer.
No, stop, Stani. I'll get back to you. It's a...
But I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a comedy. It's two guys.
The Odd Couple.
No, that's Felix and, what was it? Felix and
Oscar.
Who? Oscar, yeah. More like Oscar.
What does Guru mean?
But anyway...
From the Chilton Auto Body.
What did you think of that?
Of what?
That pass. That's it. It was symbolic of what's going on. They're frazzled. When they flying out?
It's one play.
You think they're gone?
I don't know. You mean to Portland?
Yeah, they might be listening to us.
I don't know. Three Stooges?
Nope.
Laurel and Hardy?
No, I want to say Bowery Boys.
Well, yeah, I think you might be right there, but that's about
that's it. The Bowery Boys. You got to dress yourself, goo. Why you put your jacket on?
A little chilly.
Hmm.
Let's go to Lionel in Fremont. He's been waiting for over an hour. Hey, Lionel, sorry to do that to you, my man.
It's all good. It's all good. I mean, for the best show of the year on this station, I got to give it to y'all. I think 2018, you guys.
Thank you.
And the best athlete in the Bay Area is Matt Chapman. Just my vote. Real quick, and Simon, I mean, before I get to the Warriors, I just kind of, Simon, you know, I don't want you to sound whoopsie like you did yesterday. I didn't call the morning show. That was the imposter, Lionel.
Really?
The Laker fan, by the way. Yeah, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. I'm Lionel and Fremont. I guess there's two Lionels now. Man. I don't know where the San Jose one came from.
Well, people say I don't say I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was wrong. My bad.
I'm sorry to take your apology. I just wanted, didn't want to hit you with the E40 and the click, whoopsie and all that. But, you know, you call me Coach P. I'm going to do that for 2019. I'm Coach P now, so there's no confusion. Anyway, so the Warriors, basically, look, Simons, I think you are hitting it, man. I'm ready to say you might just have to kind of hit a reboot button. I mean, I'm flat out honest. Like, basically, I see them, they'll make the playoffs, but I don't think they'll get past the second round with this team the way they're playing right now. I mean, stop the whole dynasty. Stop the whole four all-stars. There's only two all-stars right now that are playing. You know, and stop the whole dynasty because the Bulls wouldn't lay eggs like the Warriors are laying right now. The Celtics or Lakers of the 80s wouldn't do that. I mean, you lay egg on Christmas Day, but then you come back and you have to struggle to take the Blazers to overtime. The Blazers didn't even play that great.
No, they didn't.
I mean, when you get hitting three throws, you know what I mean, you're going to lose a game and it's just a whole bunch of mixture thing. Clay, stop trying to hit threes. Maybe go back to your two game. I mean, I really think, Simon, I think you're right. And before I get you, I think you are right. I think they are some, even though they're late 20s and early 30s, I think there's some middle 30-year-old men that just don't have it anymore. Yeah, but love the show, guys. Hope they turn around. Let's go, Oakland. Go, dude.
Let's go to Juice. Juice is in Sacramento. What's up, Juice?
Sac.
Hey, what up, fellas? How you guys doing today?
Doing well, man.
Man, let me tell you something. I was so pissed at that game yesterday. I almost threw my TV out the freaking window last night, man. Let me say something. You know, I don't want to go back to the T-Lo coming days or the Todd Fullers, man. You know, the way they were playing last, man, it was embarrassing. I mean, they're throwing balls off of each other's faces. There was too much unforced errors. I mean, the standard of excellence that they had set for the last few years, I mean, it was like the 2008 Warriors last night, man. I mean,
hey, easy. That team won 48 games. That team won 48 games 2008.
The way they are is they traded players, man. And I think right now it is time for a change, man. If they wanted to last like the Spurs, it's time to make a change in what's going on because obviously right now they're not playing the way they're supposed to be, man.
Thanks.
So that's all I have to say, man. You guys have a happy new year and peace to you guys, man.
Appreciate it, Juice. 48. How small of a TV does he have that he could throw it out the window?
I think it was a figure of speech.
Because he'd have to rip it off the wall now, right? Right?
Well.
And everybody's got a big screen.
Not everybody.
You don't?
Look, the LED, 61 inch. I can't come to you. I TV Shane. So if you tell me to come on and watch the game, if it ain't up to standards and that nice HDMI cord, I'm not coming. Go to bars, though. Bars got, they spend on the TVs. A good TV will look like a Christmas tree. The colors will come out. And then when you watch sports, every uniform looks good, man.
Brandon in Oakland, what's going on?
Well, first time caller, cool. Long time listener.
Thank you.
Hey, I just want to comment on possible Warriors issues. I feel like since they've lost some of the veteran big men in terms of David West and Zaza, they don't really move up and down the court as well, but I think the Warriors are missing, for being such a shooting team, I think they're missing the screen setting. I think the great screen setting, I feel like that's very underrated in terms of what we're missing right now. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's a fair point. I think that's a good call, Brandon.
And we, real quick, Stani, we thought it was about the stars. We thought it was about KD, Steph, and Clay. And it is. And Dre. But we forgot the little things that, you know, enabled them to do that. And this is what you get. They have no bigs. They have no bench. And right now, their swagger is gone. They have no swag.
Mike in Oakland. What's up, Mike in Oakland? How you doing, man?
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
I haven't talked to you guys in a while. My issue is I think the Warriors are playing really tight. They're the same people, and nothing's changed. They're just they're not having fun anymore. If you look at the sidelines, man, you don't see nobody jumping around. It's gotten to be business. It's business right now. It's not a fun business. And I think once they realize they go back and say, hey, let's start having fun again. Steve Kerr also, to me, he has to play everybody, man, at this point. Because if you're gonna push the ball, you're going to need fresh legs. And he's in that playoff mode, man. We're not in the playoffs yet. So play everybody and get everybody in the game and start having fun. That's my issue with the Warriors. And I think if they clear that up, they'll be great. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Mike. Steph Curry played 41 minutes last night.
Good
Kevin
Lord.
Durant, 41. Draymond Green, 40.
Wow.
Klay Thompson, 39.
Sounds like a team that wanted to win.
Yeah. You know, everybody says, they're not having fun. What if they can't have fun anymore? When you get tired of people, you can't have fun with people you don't like, right?
But you get the job done, just
do
like
you?
In a regular job.
Yeah,
nobody
but you're not
likes
as good.
Coworkers.
You're not as good.
How do you know? Because you fake it.
You're not as good. We're watching why, maybe.
You know who I'd call if I'm Steve Kerr?
Hold on, let me guess. Dr. Phil.
Captain Jack. And let him rip some.
Captain Jack.
Steven Jackson.
Why?
And let him tell them what he sees from afar, and you think he would be afraid of anybody in that room, player-wise?
Oh,
Stani, that's what they're missing. People are biting their tongues. You need a healthy blow-up. I'm telling you, something is up, man. Clay needs help, and he might need to vent.
Steven Jackson?
Oh, he was at a couple games ago.
Let me tell you something.
Steven would let it rip.
Draymond Green would tell Steven Jackson, who are you, old man?
Not
hit
now.
The pike.
Not now.
And Steph Curry would be like, who invited Steven Jackson in here to talk?
He's an alumni.
Barely. Barely.
Now, see that.
Wanted out. He signed a contract and a week
but
later
he was
said
a part
he wanted
of We
out.
Believe.
That's great. I love him,
You're
too.
You're always alumni.
I love him, too, but I wouldn't have
okay.
him address my team.
Give me this. They need somebody to go off.
Please.
What do you mean they're not having fun?
That's
like they're covering
mighty,
books.
That's Mighty Might stuff. Team meeting. But somebody flip a spread.
Having fun is under the Mighty Might umbrella. Having fun. Go look at your bank account. That's fun.
Well,
they're all paid. Driving the Batmobiles and Bentleys. What's fun? They were smiling yesterday.
Oh, they
somebody puts them in the blender. They get up and go crazy. Dre hit the shot. I can't believe you. Here I go. How did he get that technical and KD, supposed to be the captain, gave him a high five, condoning those actions, not up five, like, hey, we're so good, we'll give him a point, down five.
Mark in San Francisco, what's going on, Mark?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Doing well.
We need answers, Mark.
Hey, I just want to say this. One thing that I'm more frustrated at than anything is the Warrior fan base right now freaking out. It's like, yes, we're losing some games. It's a tough roadblock that we're going through, a tough little section of game season. But when you look at it, when our core four plays, what, we've got five losses and how many wins? And it takes a little bit of time to get the chemistry back when everybody's on the floor. We're playing without a center. And I know we've always been successful with the small ball, but listen, we had too many centers last year. We had guys like Bogut in the past. Right now, I think we just need to take the punch in the face and continue to work through this thing. And as a fan base, we need to support our team. Clay, keep shooting. You're there to shoot. I think he's doing a good job by going to the rim a little bit more. Steph is going to step. We know Steph is going to be fine. KD was right there. We had the game won last night. He makes that shot 9 out of 10 times. We got to wear this right now, guys. Three-peating is not easy. Go back to the Bulls. Go back to whoever. I guarantee you they went through some rough patches.
Yeah.
It's a rough patch right now. As a fan base, we got to support us and quit trying to diagnose every little thing that's wrong. We're not making shots. That's what's wrong. We're just not making shots. They're going to start falling. Big fan of you guys. Big fan of the Dubs. Been repping us forever. Arizona Wildcats. Shout out to Steve Kerr. What's up?
What?
What? The correlation with Steve Kerr.
Sneaking that in.
Yeah, he did.
Steve Kerr. About Arizona.
Anything there? They are 15-5 when the band is all together.
Okay. Yeah, if you think everything's fine, then everything's fine.
I know everything. I can't wait for
tomorrow. Draymond's fine, and so's Clay. They're fine. Everything's fine. They're just missing shots. Clay's getting the exact same shots as every year in the past. He's shooting 11 points less. Okay. Yeah, no, they're the exact same shots.
What's the turnaround time on having a guest and then having them back? Like if we call David West again to get what he thinks or what he's watching now with Dre and Clay, that would be, because we did good with him before, but you know what I'm saying? Is it too soon?
What does he know?
What does he think of what he's seeing team now?
He said they'd be fine.
I don't think he would say that now.
They would. All these guys are, everything's fine. Everything's fine. And they probably are. They're probably fine. Dan in Oakland. What's up, Dan? How you doing, man?
Doing good. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Doing well.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I'm just going to say, as a fan I am, I'm going to remain faithful with the championship team. I know we have. Yeah, we're struggling, but I still do have faith that it's going to happen. But mainly I'm calling just to say, 90, I think you woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I hope your day gets better, man.
I thought he was in a good mood today.
Just hearing it from the radio, I just hope day gets better. It sounds like you woke up
I can't understand.
He's hoping your day gets better.
My day's great.
That's what I told him. It's good, Stoney, today.
This is a good move for me.
A freaky Friday.
I'm in a good mood. I'm in a good mood. Warriors are going to be okay. They're going to be fine.
You don't mean that. I'm going to tell you.
Yes, I do. They're going to hold on, and they're still going to win a title this year. But then it's over.
You know what?
Then it's over.
Well, KD can make it over if he leaves. Then you got to retool.
And he will.
If he leaves, it don't mean they're not going to be favored.
If he leaves, they're not going to be favored.
We don't know who the replacement will be.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They won't be favored.
Stoney, you're a guy that takes all the info before you give a thought.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if Kevin Durant leaves, they ain't getting anybody as good as him.
Okay. They may need a good player. They're
not very good with him right now, and he's their best player.
Well, two of the guys aren't showing up.
Hey. Let's go to Julian in Richmond. What's up, Julian?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Awesome, man. I just got a couple things to say about Warriors in general. I'm a huge fan. I have been since 1995.
Joe Smith.
Here's my thing, man. Number one is they definitely need to find a way to give him a call back. At least on the defensive end, people forget, like 2 years ago, he actually, in the fourth quarter, guarded LeBron James. I don't know if it's like dismissed or it didn't happen, but it actually happened. And I think the guy, I think he's kind of feeling left out of the organization. So definitely get him back. And the second thing is, we got nobody on the bench, man. Where is Livingston at? I don't see him. Quinn Cook, is he even playing in the game? And, I mean, shoot, I don't know what Swaggy B's doing, but maybe we could have kept him too. Like, at this point, like, what are we doing on the defensive end? I have no idea. I'll take your answers, though. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And Lillard was awful until he hit that shot last night. Had a chance to win the game and dribbled it. Come on.
I knew
Come
that.
On, Terry.
Yeah, I knew that
was Come on, stop. Work. Give me something better than that.
Steinman and Guru, y'all sound silly. Warriors are fine. Okay, they're fine. 23-13, tied for first in the West. Overreacting, says Isaac Side. It maybe means psych. What do you think that means?
He's a doctor, psychology.
But what's the D? It's Psy D.
Doctor
of psychology, Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to think a doctor of psychology would be appreciating what we're doing.
I was going
to
study that in college. Psychology.
Do you even know the difference between psychology and psychiatry?
Psychiatry is people being nosy because they really have no, they really can't help.
Okay.
So they like to, like HR, human resources. And then psychology is more, yeah, you know, I know. Come on, Steiny.
I'm still trying to think of what he meant by psychiatry.
Those are the people that you get people to open up, but you're really just nosy. Like, you have no formula to help them. You just want to hear what they, come on.
So psychiatrists listen, but they don't really help. But psychologists are the real
but
deal.
But that's their excitement, is hearing what the people are going through.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac, PhD, can you please, you can call in. I'd like to talk to him. Not only because he thinks we're overreacting, but he could probably tell us the difference between psychology and psychiatry. One of them can prescribe drugs. That I do know. The other can't. I think psychiatrists can prescribe drugs.
So what do Dre and Clay need right now?
They need a whole team of doctors.
No, they
need to go to Vienna.
They need somebody to listen.
I don't believe Draymond Green's a big therapy guy.
But he's doing his therapy by yelling and barking about what he's going to do.
That's constructive.
Right. I don't like that. Just do it. Man, he had the game winner. He would have been the hero.
Yeah, he let everybody know he was going to be the hero, too.
What do you mean?
He makes one shot, and he's going to bark
he's
at Terry Stotts.
He's demonstrative, Steiny.
Yeah.
Mario Ellie. What do they call the dance?
Okay.
Yeah.
Brian. I don't know if Brian's in Pleasanton, Pleasant Hill, or Mount Pleasant, New Jersey.
Mm.
What's up, Brian?
That would be Pleasanton. And by the way, is Steinman, is that plural?
Steinmetz is singular. What do you mean?
I know, Steiny. I'm trying to figure out Steinman. I couldn't quite figure that out.
Oh, I got you.
Listen, I think it's time to panic if I'm a Warriors fan, and I'm a slight Warriors fan. I'm more a Milwaukee Bucks fan. So I dropped in and out of the conversation. I hope I'm not being redundant. Guru, you had made mention that for $200 million, you could secure first place. No, that ain't happening. They got a huge payroll, and with the cast that they have right now, they're not in first place, and I don't see them recapturing first place. Maybe in and out. I think that they will not capture the title this year, and here's why. The league has gotten better, and I like what the East is doing. I like the fact that when you look at Toronto and you look at Milwaukee, you look at Boston and Philly, these guys can go to the bucket and they can get inside. They can score almost at will. Take the Greek Freak, for example. I'll take his 72 to 73% accuracy from inside over constant bombing from the outside like last night. Last night I was waiting for somebody on the Warriors, please, to drive to the basket. Somebody please to man up and make a power play inside, and I didn't see it happening. With plenty of time, there had to be 4 or 5 minutes left in the game. They kept bombing from the outside, trying to get caught up with threes. They didn't have to do that. A solid 70-high percentage inside shot would have served them quite well, and I don't see that mentality. I think that Coach Kerr, God love the guy, as I figured out, I think he's getting a little bit of a free ride on this, guys. I know it's blasphemous, but I think he has to be held accountable. They have to change the mentality, work inside. Problem I know, Stanley, you're going to say is, who's that guy going to be?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Brian.
I was going to say it, too.
It looks like psychiatrists have gone to medical school, and they can prescribe drugs. Okay. Psychologists can't prescribe drugs.
Mm.
They can do drugs, but they can't.
Right.
They can't prescribe them. I don't think I've ever gone to a psychiatrist.
Neither have I.
But I'm tight with a lot of psychologists. Yeah, I got a lot of problems that I usually get into with.
Do they help you fix them?
Sometimes.
They're good listeners.
They are. They should be. If they aren't, they're probably in the wrong profession.
Hey, can I say something?
Of course.
This year was supposed to be about the Warriors were bored, getting up for every game. But now we're finding out they don't have a bench. They don't have a center. So it's bigger than boredom and them not having fun. You would say to that what? We thought it was going to be about all their bases are not covered. They're leaking. See?
I'm not saying I told you so, but I told you winning three in a row is really, 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 really hard. That's why it's only been done, what, three times in history.
You did say that.
Even if the team's great, it's just hard. Can I read something to you?
Yeah.
The players, like most people, want more. At first, that more was winning the championship. But once players have had that championship, it's no longer enough. The more becomes other things. More money. More TV commercials. More endorsements and accolades. More playing time. More plays called for them. More media attention, etc. As a result, what was once a cohesive group of hardworking men begins to fray. Egos get involved. Gatorade bottles are thrown. And the psychological composition of the team changes. What was once a perfect chemistry of bodies and minds becomes a toxic, atomized mess. Players feel entitled to ignore the small, unsexy tasks that actually win championships, believing that they've earned the right to not do it anymore. And as a result, what was the most talented team ends up failing. Pat Riley.
Dude.
I think he knows a little something.
MD? Oh, that was wow, that was deep.
JD, Redwood City. What's going on, JD?
Good morning, gentlemen. I think Pat Riley said it perfectly. And some of your other callers. I just wanted to chime in on this. It is hard, like you said, to win. And mentally, that's the biggest challenge the Warriors have. These are great players with a great pedigree of winning, of shooting, of playing, of defending, all of that. They've been at the top of the heap for 4 years. They're one game away for this being the year to win the fourth straight title. So this is difficult. This is difficult at best because no Warrior team or era has ever been here.
They lost
the game. They're just it's just that they're in a place that's just simply hard.
And you know what? Thanks for the call. And not only is it hard, it's basically never been done. I mean, they've been to four finals in a row. They've won three of them.
Well, KD's been to two.
But KD's not the big boy. You want KD out so we can get the original Warriors back.
I would love to see that episode if that were to happen. I want him to stay, and I told you I think he's staying.
Point is.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but that doesn't change. They don't have a bench or a center, and they're getting beat with body punches.
Well, then you know what? Maybe their star players aren't as good as people think. Plain and simple. You know why? Because they're on the downside.
And that James, caller, oh, go ahead. That
James in Danville. Point. What's up, James?
If you just can't flip the switch. Be realistic. The last seven games, they could have easily lost. They should be 1-6. They just got by. They just barely beat the Kings, barely beat the Clippers, barely beat the Mavs. Everybody, I love your guys' show, but everybody who thinks anybody can just flip a switch. And these guys aren't going as hard as they can every game. They are.
Yeah, thank you.
What they're missing, can I just say what they're missing?
Yeah.
is if they had somebody like a Jamal Crawford, they need somebody who can create a shot. Like Schrader, if they would have got OKC's pickup, they don't have anybody. I'm sure Westbrook, when he's going up and facing Cox, he's probably just drooling. He could just go by him any day of the week. They don't have anybody who's coming off the bench that can create their own shot. If they had somebody like Jamal Crawford, they would have won the last seven games. They don't have that guy. And I don't care about the big. They don't need a big. They just need somebody like a Jamal Crawford.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I disagree, but
no, they don't have a guy that attacks the Esprit well.
He's done. Jamal Crawford's done.
Oh no, but
it's
I'm
not
just
Jamal
saying,
Crawford
Schroeder
from 5 years
been
ago.
Fine.
Schroeder's good. How are you going to get Schroeder? I mean, that's the thing. Their payroll's $8 gazillion. Just go get Schroeder. He ain't a minimum player. Schroeder's good. We got gripes?
No, I just feel like...
Do you have some gripes today?
Yeah, just...
All right, can I say my thing on race real quick?
Oh, no, this might supersede gripes.
Curly's biting his fingernails right now. Oh. So I'm on BART yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Headed to Orinda.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And
so you're going the opposite way.
Yeah. From the city to Orinda. And three black kids come on the train.
Uh-oh.
And they start, and they put music down, and they start doing like a dance routine, each of them, in the open space.
Okay.
Yeah. And they were good.
Did you tip them?
Yes, I did.
Come on.
I gave them $1, and I wasn't the only one. I would say they probably got $6-$8.
I've seen them do it and not get a dime. I don't give them nothing.
So my point is, not my point. Yeah. So people are like, why did you have to say they were black?
I was just going to ask
I'll tell you
that.
Why, and okay, I'll tell you why.
Go ahead. You're a writer.
If I say, hey, three kids got on a train, picture that. It's hard. You don't know.
But if you said Bart, I might be, I'd lean more minority.
Okay. My point was, is three black kids get on to an Orinda-bound train. All right, you can kind of get a more of a feel there, can't you?
Yeah, I don't like the black kid.
Why?
Like, if you would have said African-Americans.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. The black kid. I didn't like that one.
Okay.
But it just didn't sound right.
But it's nothing to do with me saying their ethnicity.
Yeah.
So I'll do it that way. Yeah. Three African-American kids come on the train, start doing a dance, and they start getting people giving money. Yeah. So people are like, why'd you have to say African-American? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because I'm painting a picture. Yeah, guess what? Three black kids came on an Orinda-bound train,
but
which was mostly
white. You wouldn't have said white. You wouldn't have said three white kids. You would have just said three kids.
No, I would have said three white kids. And the reason I would have is because I wanted to draw that picture. How are you going to know they're black if you don't say they're black? Or African-American.
But I guess the people are saying, why does it matter?
I'll tell you why it matters.
Listening.
Because we got a stereotype in this country that when three black kids come on a white train, can I get fired for that? No.
But when you saw them, did you think something else?
I didn't really think something else.
You didn't think something was up? Because that's what the people probably driving around like.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If people are thinking that, okay, then good. I just told them why they shouldn't think that way. Because these guys came on the train and they were pretty darn good, man. They like do this thing with their joints. It looks like their joints
I've
are coming
it,
out.
But I'm still, the ethnic, you could have saved that, though.
I disagree. Why?
Because you never asked me when I tell you a story.
But
like
why
I told you about my son's basketball game. You didn't say, was the teenager playing black?
Well, you said they were Elk Grove. Elk Grove.
Right.
But I know enough about Elk Grove.
But they still could be white, black.
But so I can't. I'm describing who's coming on the train. I'm not doing it in a bad way. I'm not doing it in a good way.
But Stoney could be a kid. Yeah.
No, I'm not stopping. Well, I'm not stopping.
You might want to, though.
Why?
Because.
What did I say that was wrong?
You're giving up too much information.
Good.
And then when you give up that type of information, like what color they are, then the person you're talking to perceives that as the.
Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe I said it on purpose so that I
like
want people
when
to understand.
Call, you don't say you sound black. You don't. You know
I know
I mean?
It, but I know they do.
But you don't ask them. You don't say you sound white or black or Mexican. You just...
Well, it's because I can't see them. I could see these guys.
You can hear them. You can hear them.
Yeah, but you don't know for sure.
Some people to say,
you were talking about Antonio. You didn't know Antonio looked like he looked. I mean.
But, Stoddy, I get the person saying, why did you, was it Dibs?
I haven't seen Dibs in a while.
Okay,
no, but I'm not giving in on that. I'm not giving in on that.
People, and that's some the people other thing. Agreeing with you about
here's the other thing.
The picture you're trying to paint.
They're agreeing or disagreeing?
Some disagreeing. Some saying they agree with you for you trying to paint the picture, but it just don't sound good. The three black kids don't sound good.
No, disagree. I mean, okay, it doesn't sound good. I'm not stopping doing it.
Like if you said I went to the restaurant and I had a black waitress. It's like, why would you?
What
does that do for the picture? That's all I'm asking.
Well, but I'm explaining something. What happened with the waitress? Oh,
okay, well, there you okay. She waited on me. I get where you're going.
I'm setting up a situation in which we all know that some of the white people on the train were probably like, oh, no, what's going on here? Yes or no?
Black, and I've been on the train with them, and I'm like, here we go.
What's wrong with me saying that?
Because some would say that's what you were really trying to say, but you said it was a great exhibition of dancing.
It was.
But some naysayers would be like, oh, you were just saying that because you feel like it was stick-up time or something to that effect.
I didn't say that.
Right, my whole point, but when you bring
up... But do you believe that some people... on that train, we're worried about that.
Oh, there's no doubt.
So that's why I said three black guys, because I know a lot of people would have been, oh, you know what? Yeah. Yeah. My point is I'm relaying, I'm describing something. Signing, you wouldn't say your white friend. Yeah, I would. For this kind of thing, I would. I mean, like, if I went into halftime.
Right. Our spot. Halftime J.
You know, and I got into a fight.
Right.
Okay, do you think it would be fair to characterize the bar? Yeah, who's all in
you
there?
You could say it was predominantly black bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. So what's the problem?
But I guess if you said it,
if I said it, I can't.
Hey,
I can't say
the rules, Donnie.
I can't say I went to a predominantly black bar, but you can.
Real quick, let me just
now, give me your gripes. Let's get
all
off
right,
this.
Come on,
hey, hit the guru. Right. Guy.
It's time for Guru's gripes. Fire away, Guru.
Boss is in Chicago right now. Anyway,
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're starting to piss me off.
It makes me so mad.
Oh, please don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
King Kong ain't got on me.
It's time for Guru's Grops.
Mother sucker.
Stoddy, I know it's almost the first we're up against it. But people, this is a PSA. Nobody cares about your New Year's resolutions. I'm starting to feel people are doing them to just say them and gather attention as opposed to like Draymond. Don't tell us the shots are going to fall. Just make them. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing too many posts about, I'm going to stop eating. I'm going to stop drinking.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine, but keep it to yourself.
No.
When did we just all become a campaign? We're all walking billboards, and I'm not going to be a part of it. I'm not going to answer when you ask me what are my New Year's resolutions. You've totally tuned me out because you're looking at the text line to see.
But I got a sense.
Yeah, you got 50-50.
No,
50-50 agree with you, some disagree.
Oh, no, I'm talking about... Oh, yeah.
You don't care what my resolution is.
No, but let me tell you mine, because you probably care about mine.
No,
I am going to get in shape.
Go.
Boy, these last 2 weeks...
But you're really not out of shape. You carry it well, whatever you got going on.
Well, Guru, you know when I stand in front of the mirror without my shirt on...
Oh, I run past mine.
I know.
I run past it. Remember the days you used to just stand there like, yeah! That's it. That was my gripe.
Stein just called it the white train. Oh, God. What time are we off?
Yeah, that's what
I was... got 10 seconds. I was hoping to get fired. It still might come. All right. That's going to do it. Guru, love talking race with
you. See
you
tomorrow.
I love talking race with you. All right. Warriors playing Portland again tomorrow. Ray Ratto and Bonte in. Sweet.